Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Holy cow. I just wrapped up our 3-day challenge, Trusting Your Feminine Voice, about a couple of hours ago. You guys aren't going to receive this for a couple of days, but I am on fire. My energy is flowing, and I'm actually recording this sitting in my car right now. I wanted to record this episode just coming off of the challenge. Harrison was having a bit of a meltdown tonight, and I'm actually have plans to go out with the mamas from preschool for drinks. So I was like, shoot, if I try and go out in my office, he's gonna come out there and interrupt me. And so why not just sit in my car for 10 minutes prior to going into the restaurant and getting this podcast episode recorded for you guys. And I just like, I know I keep talking about this, but seriously, done is better than perfect. Like there are so many people to be like, seriously, you're sitting in your car, like recording a podcast at 7:15 at night. And the answer is yes. Yes, I am. Because for me, really just transmitting the energy and the excitement to all of you and being in that kind of portal and vortex is like the most important thing. And the exact sound quality or the fact that I may be sweating slightly because I'm afraid to have my air conditioning on because I don't want there to be a ton of background noise. Who cares, right? It's totally fine. So I'm going to dive right in because clearly I've got places to be today, tonight, and I want to share with you about the Feminine Collective. So you've been hearing me talk about this. I am so thrilled. I want to take a moment and use this episode to really share with you the passion behind this, why I'm following my own intuition with this, despite what other people, business mentors, whomever, think is a good or not good business decision. And it's just really important to me that you guys hear what this is about, hear who this is for, hear how heartfelt this offer is. And if you feel called to apply, let you know that the applications for the founding members are due on Friday. So you've got this week to get your application in. After that, the price will go up. So first, let me just share with you why I created this program to begin with. So I realized this year that I was starting to put myself in a little bit of a box, meaning I was starting to work with, you know, some kind of high level coaches and business mentors. And as I started analyzing my different programs and what I was offering, I started doing quote unquote smart things in my business, like niching down and getting really crystal clear and like very narrow with who I was serving and the audience that I was attracting. And while that is really smart, as I was doing it and as I was designing certain programs, I started feeling almost this kind of like repelling energy. And there was like this little voice on my shoulder being like, nah, like not 100% it for you. And I started looking at that and it was quite honestly a little confusing because I was like, this is so smart and it's scalable and it quote unquote makes so much sense. But all I kept feeling was like, gathering women. And I had this very visceral memory of actually sitting in my car, just like I am now, talking to one of my best girlfriends about 2.5 years ago when I decided to go full into my coaching business and take my business on online. And I remember talking to her, I honestly don't even know if I'm going to coach. I don't know exactly like what this is going to look like. All I know is that I'm on this mission to inspire, gather, connect, empower, activate women to build their lives and create lives better than they know is possible. And it's like the form in and of itself didn't really matter. And I ended up putting together a live event, which I've shared about. And And as my business has grown and as I've worked with, you know, I'm just going to say like the powers that be, like people in the online space, like I found myself like having a lot of success, which I'm so grateful for, and working with ideal clients, which that's like the most amazing part, is that like I've attracted my tribe. And as I have, you know, like kind of as I look at really scaling my business and taking it from wherever I am now to like multiple seven figures and really looking at like, how do I really scale up? It was like niche down more, narrow the focus, you know, charge way more for your high ticket programs, et cetera, et cetera. So all this to be said, I was feeling a bit repelled from it. And I also started looking at the mastermind girls that I was working with at the time. And there was six of them in this group. And they're just like my total ideal clients. And so I really started studying them. And I started studying what we were doing together. And I had this aha moment that like we weren't really talking that much about business. Like there was definitely business conversations going on, but not in the form that you might think. Meaning the conversations that were going on a daily basis were things like, hey, I'm feeling like kind of exhausted today and burnt out. Like, how do I get my energy back on? How do I get my head straight? How do I take care of myself through this kind of transition period? I'm getting this feedback from a client and I don't quite know how to respond in a way that just like feels authentic, and I'm having trouble showing up, and I'm finding myself like blocking this, you know, not wanting to go to this meeting, and I need to have deeper conversation with my husband about getting proper childcare and support so that I can move my business forward in the way that I want. And I have fallen off track on getting on my morning routines and my spirituality, and I can really affect it. Like I can feel it affecting my mind and my productivity during the day. So here we are like a couple months into the mastermind, and I realize like we're having these really deep conversations and the women are having breakthroughs and there's a lot of like movement forward, but I hadn't really checked in on their goal level or their goal line of where they were at. And sure enough, one of the calls, I said, hey ladies, everyone bring to the table where they're at financially this year, and also bring to the table what your goals were at the beginning of the year, and let's check in to see where you're at. And so they did. And as we went around one by one, I quite honestly was a bit shocked that every single one of them was totally on track for what it is that they wanted to do. First one says, oh yeah, mind you, she made about $10,000 last year in her business. She says, oh yeah, I'm on track to have a $200,000 year this year. I'm like, holy shit. The next one goes, yeah, I just checked my bank account and I'm actually making way more than I anticipated. I've actually had well over $10,000 months now, several months in a row. I'm like, what? The next one says, I'm about to hit my first $10,000 month. The next one says, I've hired an assistant and I'm about to, you know, roll out this new program. They were all like fully moving forward on what I like to call the goal line by the inner work that we were doing on the soul line. And it was just such an aha moment for me. I don't even think that these girls know how much of an aha moment it was. And I don't think I even knew. It like has like taken me a while to really process that was like a big turning point. And so as I kind of went into my own inner journey and my own inquiry around what is the next thing for me? And what does that look like? And how do I want to most serve my community? And I was getting on sales calls and I was talking to different people about different programs, and whether it was one-on-one or mastermind or the Mindful Business Accelerator, I realized that I was having all of these really, really, really awesome women come into my world and like really desiring to be part of my community that weren't necessarily fitting into the box of like one of the programs. Like it wouldn't have ultimately served them. And I just had this moment of like, why am I not just fully moving in to the vision and my why, which is to gather and connect and inspire and, you know, activate women. And then, you know, coming off of this experience in Sonoma and just really realizing like how much I adore supporting women to transform, to do the inner work so that their outer world, their experiences, what they're manifesting, what they're attracting, what they're magnetizing to them comes to be. It's really like a balance of both, which you guys know at this point that I'm all about. And so the Feminine Collective was born. And I have so many alumni from my Thrive program. I'm now gathering, you know, a group of women that are going to come through the Mindful Business Accelerator. I have the most amazing women that I've worked one-on-one with over the years. I've done different masterminds, and it, like, a lot of them are still in my community, but a lot of them have, you know, trailed off, I believe, because there's not like a really a place for them to go. And while my high-level mastermind was an option, it's like, unless you're wanting to pay, you know, a pretty significant investment on a monthly basis, there's nowhere for you to go in my programs. And so here we are. I've gathered the Feminine Collective, and I'm really honored in just the 2 hours since I've officially announced it. And I finished the challenge. There's been a really beautiful response. So many of you have sent in your applications, and I want to share with you really who this is for and how it's going to work and why you might just want to consider being part of this collective. So the first things first is that this is for women entrepreneurs in any industry. So much of what I teach can be applied across, whether you are a service-based or whether you have a blog or a, you know, a retail space, or sell something online. We're really going to be diving into the inner principles and looking at how to balance out the feminine and the masculine energies and to truly bring more joy into your work, more ease. And so for the women entrepreneur, for you, if you are genuinely interested in how to really leverage more of that feminine essence in your business, if you want to deepen in your own spiritual practices and tools, this has nothing to do with religion, but really leverage those to build your business, to build your brand, to find your voice, to share more authentically, this is for you. If you want to experience more opening up, like that, just like that softening that is available for every one of us. If you think about it, like, that is really what the feminine energy is all about. It is all about a softening and an opening, and like opening to in your heart chakra, like opening to love, opening to receive. I don't care if it's like relationship or, you know, more compassion or more peace or more money or more prosperity or more abundance or more things. Like, it truly is all the same vortex. And for you to really get that, that you really have the ability to open up and to soften into the woman that you desire to be and the woman entrepreneur that you desire to be, like, you don't need to compete with the boys. You don't need to put on a hard shell. You don't need to be like a badass in the boardroom. Sure, the warrior archetype does need to come through. And there is a time and place for your masculine, you know, to like do the work and create the systems and do the efficiency and show up and maybe have a fierce conversation. But you don't need to put on a suit and a tie. Not that any of you are. That's what I used to do when I was in real estate, to really magnetize the abundance and the prosperity and the business that you desire. So if that sounds of interest, then you may want to look at this program. I'm also excited to share about the community aspect, which has just become such a huge part of my world and my work. And I've just seen the transformation that happens with the mastermind girls, with the women in my Thrive group, with the women in my Mindful Business Accelerator. It's like the women coming together. You support one another. You lean on each other. You really answer questions for each other that half the time you know the questions, you know answers that are, you know, more effective or efficient than I do. It's time. It's time for you all to come together. And then the other thing is that if you are wanting mentorship and guidance from me, there is an element here of that. And there will be opportunities for you to dive deeper into that mentorship and guidance with me, which I'm happy to share. So how does this work? The way that it's going to work is that there will be a theme every single month when you join the program. So what I have heard time and time again is like doing the deeper work. So the things, we'll be talking about things like the feminine way to receive, having audacious dreams, things like giving yourself permission to go after what it is that you desire. A topic will be receiving support, both professionally and personally. You know, so many people think like, oh, well, I just need to figure out like what the job ad is, or, you know, the exact assistant that I'm looking for, but like, I have learned, like, without a shadow of a doubt, becoming a leader inside of yourself, in your business, and your life is so much of the practice of like hiring and leveraging. Like, it is so much more of an inside job than anyone will ever tell you. And as I'm getting to the place, I mean, I've, you know, done that in the real estate business. Now I'm like doing this and building and growing and kind of staffing up, if you will. It is like, it has nothing to do with the like, oh yeah, like this job description. It has everything to do with like, who am I going to be as the leader of my company? So every single month there is a theme. You will receive an alignment training video on this theme on week one. Then there's going to be two live calls every single month. One of them will be a monthly integration call where I'll be supporting you in specific processes to deepen in the content. There will be a monthly breakthrough call where you will all have an opportunity to sit in the hot seat and get one of your questions answered. This can be a personal question. It can be an energetic, a mindset. It can be a business question. And as we kind of get in the flow with this, I will start asking for questions prior to the call. So I can get an idea if there is like kind of a theme or if you guys are all working on something specific, then I will go into detail on that specific business question or personal question. There'll then be monthly grounding exercises, which will consist of things like a meditation or a journal prompt or a workbook of some type. And just depending on kind of what the theme is and what I'm seeing the real need is of the community, I will be putting that together. There's then the aspect of live events, retreats, and potential VIP deeper coaching with me. So what this looks like is everything that I just shared with you is the baseline online experience, and you can find out all of those details and how it works and their founding member discount through the end of Friday, which is, I believe, July 19th. You'll need to apply by then in order to get the founding members discount. Above and beyond that, there will be an opportunity to join VIP events at my home in Los Angeles. The first one that we're going to have is October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And that is an opportunity to spend 2 days with me, with a small group of women. There'll be a dinner involved with that. And there will be, you know, deep both inner coaching as well as business strategy coaching in those 2 days. Then there will be these all kind of all encompassing retreats. The first one that we're going to be offering for the Feminine Collective is going to be either the first or second week of November. We are putting together the details right now and we're going to roll them out no later than August 1st, hopefully before then. You do need to be in the Feminine Collective to have the opportunity to join that retreat. For those of you that are excited about this and that want to be part of it, that retreat is going to be close here to Los Angeles. I believe it's either going to be in Joshua Tree or Ojai. We're figuring out all those details now. That will also be a rather small group. And again, you need to be part of the Feminine Collective to be able to participate in that. Lastly, and just to wrap up, for those of you that maybe have been alumni of mine or are potentially a little bit further along in your business or just want more of a deep dive, I am going to be offering at least one, maybe two small cohorts of VIP coaching for an additional cost. So what this will look like is I'll be putting together somewhere between 8 and 12 women. I will be curating these groups and it will be an additional expense. You will get an additional call with me every single month, and it'll be basically like your own VIP group within the Feminine Collective. This was born because the women at the Sonoma Mastermind were very excited about the Feminine Collective, but also wanted some extra coaching from me. And so I'm putting all those details together. By the time that you receive this episode, I'm sure that they will be out. So when you apply, if you are interested in either the live event, the retreat, or the VIP coaching, please just let us know that. The last question is there anything else that you'd like for us to know? Feel free to let us know that you're interested in one of those, and so we can reach out to you as soon as we have all the details. And just know that I think the biggest thing that I want you to know is just how heartfelt this offer is for me. Like, more than anything I've ever done, it's like, there truly isn't a lot of strategy in what I'm doing here. And I'm just sharing that very transparently because I do like to do things smart, in a smart way. And I am going against like what some of the, you know, coaches have told me like would be successful. And I am just more clear than ever that I need to offer a way to be in like my energy, if you will, to be in the container, to be in my community at a lesser expense. And that doesn't mean that the quality of women are showing up or like I am so thrilled with the women that have just come through in the last 2 hours. I'm sure by the time that this podcast episode out, it's going to be like banging. And, you know, like the women, almost, I think all the women that were in my mastermind will be joining. It's like there are really, really amazing women that are partaking in this. And this is just so soul filled and inspired. And I want to show you firsthand that you can follow your intuition and still have the success that you desire. So I'm leading the front here. So I can't wait to see your application come through. I do want you to know that I'm checking all of the applications. So if you do apply and you get accepted, you will hear back from one of my team members that you've been accepted. But I do want you to know that I have read your application and I'm sending you all my love. And I look forward to being in touch with you and seeing you in the Feminine Collective very, very soon. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.